We've all heard tales of police corruption and brutality by now, but this story may surprise and disturb you. In January, Fresno, California, an activist named John Lang was found stabbed to death inside of his home after predicting that he would be killed by police in his area. His house was also set on fire in the struggle that killed him. Lang was well liked by most of his neighbors, many of whom were shocked by the incident and in disbelief that the man had any enemies. Neighbors insisted that it would be shocking if it was a random killing, as the neighborhood has been getting better. However, according to the predictions Lang was making himself just days before, this attack was far from random. In the days before his death, Lang was insistent that his life was in danger and that if he died, the Fresno Police Department would be responsible. On January 14th, Lang made a disturbing Facebook post where he eerily predicted his own death. According to one of John's many diary entries, he discovered a license plate scanning scam where Fresno cops would scan license plates at retail store parking lots in lower-income neighborhoods. After collecting hits of violations, they then would pull the unsuspecting drivers over a few blocks away from the store location in a marked police vehicle, claiming they simply came across their vehicle through routine driving patrols. This illegal activity was motivated simply by profit and unfairly targeted Fresno's poorer residents. He posted this to a few social media outlets and local news comment sections. As John continued to try and expose the corrupt Fresno police officers, he noticed he started to become a target. He starts to notice police tailing him on the road. John sent an email to a Sacramento Bee reporter about this, trying to get this story known. However, John believed that this reporter was instead feeding his information to law enforcement, as the harassment significantly spiked after this email, which he received no reply to. Local law enforcement began to intimidate and harass John in various ways, some of which is caught by security cameras around his house. John claimed that sometimes the harassment consisted of false traffic stops, shows of force outside of his residence, cops he recognized following him into shops, people surveilling his residence both when he is and is not home, discrediting him with his clients as a pedophile, and much more. John kept a video diary of every strange happening on his YouTube channel, which is still up. Many of the videos capture unknown vehicles parked in front of his property, people walking around his property, and even people trespassing on his property in the middle of the night. John said he tried to file a complaint with Internal Affairs, but was essentially stonewalled and redirected by local law enforcement. His claims were not followed up on. John started claiming that the Fresno police were now trying to frame him for criminal charges, most notably possession of child pornography, by trying to sneak into his house and plant evidence. This may seem like a far-fetched paranoid accusation, but several of his videos on his YouTube channel suggest that this may have happened. On one occasion, the same Fresno, California sheriff crew that had been harassing him and illegally entering his property were caught outside in a black van using an infrared thermal imager to see if John was home. They then phoned a waiting second party with information as to whether he was home or not. In another video, one of John's cameras had a 20-minute blank spot. This was especially unusual because during the time interval that this happened was a part in the day with high traffic volumes and the system is configured for motion detection, so blank spots were, according to John, nearly impossible during this time frame. This likely meant that the officers also had some kind of access to John's camera system. During this 20-minute period, John believed that the officers snuck into his house to plant evidence for a future arrest. A few days before John's death, he notified a local journalist saying that he thinks they're going to make a move and try to kill him. He also made this Facebook post on the 16th, 3 days before his death, saying, "If I turn up missing or dead tomorrow, remember this van. I think I seen a couple of guys sneak out the side door and into the building when it was parked in the carport this afternoon. I've been causing the city of Fresno a lot of problems lately, which I now regret. On that same day, he posted this YouTube video, which shows the footage capturing the van. Later that same night, John made a desperate post asking any legal gun owners to come and crash at his place for the night to offer him some protection. On the 19th of January, John was discovered dead with stab wounds in his back and abdomen while his house was on fire. The Fresno Fire Department put out the fire. It was never determined if he died from the stabbings or from breathing in the smoke. But one thing is for sure, you should check out his YouTube channel before it gets taken down. This happened in January and nothing has ever come of it. No real investigations have taken place, and whoever was responsible for John's death, whether it be corrupt officers or not, are still roaming the streets. But with all this recorded evidence beforehand, and the fact that John predicted his own death mere days before it happened, it has to point to the fact that these corrupt Fresno police officers were responsible for John's death. To think that we live in a society where we are supposed to feel protected by the police, who carry the motto to protect and serve, but rather all too often we have to fear those same people who are sworn to protect us because of instances like these. Here we see an innocent man who was harassed, oppressed, stalked, and eventually murdered in cold blood by, most likely, the men in blue who are sworn to protect, simply for comments he made on the Fresno Bee news site from 2009 to 2013, comments that were critical of the way the Fresno Police Department utilized their budgets. This death has gone shockingly unnoticed and has been given very little media attention. Soon this incident may be forgotten, just like many other instances of oppression and abuse by the police. If this bothers you and you care to keep John Lang's murder relevant, share this topic around social media. Do anything to gain attention for it. Share his videos. In fact, we started a little petition today and we're hoping to get 5,000 supporters for it to start a federal investigation for this case. A link will be in the description if you just want to take a minute to sign it. Yeah, we know, online petitions for anything usually don't do much, but they can hurt. As always, thanks for watching.
Alright, so you can see the tactics the police are using to let the target know he's on watch. And you see that always in my work. I show you every time I go out how they're using the citizens. Also the police, fire departments, ambulance, and the citizens, right? You see that every time I go out, I show you clips. And so you can see how the police were out to get him. They didn't use the citizens because you can see what the targeted individual was exposing, right? So the police decided to go for him themselves, right? And you can see how they killed him. And also you can see the equipment they used to see through your walls, right? And I keep on saying, wake up to my work, very important. And you can see the picture I've put up here. And this is the government trying to make themselves look like the good guys, right? To make it look like they're trying to do something about that situation, right? Because they had no investigation on what happened. They said it was a suicide, right? So you can see what's happening here, right? They killed him and they come out and said it's a suicide. So the government had to try to do something. And you know that the government and the police, they're the drug dealers, right? They allow the shipments to come from overseas through the ships, and then they give it to the drug dealers on the streets, right? And you can see what the government's doing here. They busted the police chief from Fresno, right? The same police that killed that targeted individual, right? Busted for drug dealing, right? Put in prison for 4 years, right? So you can see what the government's doing here. They had to do something, right? Because they had no investigation, and this video went viral. You can't find it no more on the internet. It's hard to find. I reckon it's impossible to find. I already had it on my computer. That's why I can show you. But you can see what the government's doing. They had to do something. So they come out and bust this guy here that's a drug dealer, right? The chief. of Fresno police, right? You can see that there, right? And it proves again that the police killed that targeted individual because the chief is corrupt himself, right? You can see this here, right? I keep on saying, wake up to my work, very, very important. And the government had to try to do something to make them look like the good guys, and they're doing something about the situation, right? But you can clearly see this here, right? The chief's a drug dealer, and the police that killed the targeted individual were corrupt, and they killed him, right? And also, again, you can see the devices they use to see through your walls, right? So you can see this here. And again, if you're awake, you know that the government police, they're the drug dealers, they protect the drug dealers, right? And they supply the drug dealers that are on the streets, right? So you can see this here. And like I said, at the end of this video here, when I show you the documentary at the end, like always, government stage, false flag hoaxes, crisis actors, gun grab, and that's what I'm going to show you now. Keep watching.
Review time, pot!
This is why you have to have the foundation of knowledge. If you didn't know the Charleston shooting was fake, you won't understand certain things in this situation. But it is easy to see this is fake as well. And just like with Charleston, if you didn't know Sandy Hook was fake, you would miss things there. But lucky for you, I have already created videos that show you in one shot. There's Charleston Shooting Hoax Ultimate Exposed, Sandy Hook Hoax Ultimate Case Closed that has 100% proof that actors were using the Sandy Hook hoax has never been debunked. We even have a video showing that there was no mass evacuation of 600 plus kids with the official report being shown simultaneously to show that the whole thing is fake. And what do we see here with this? Vester Flanagan, fake name. Look at what they did here. Where do we even start? Do we even look at this picture? Now, let's go back to the video. The video where they say the guy shot the people on live TV. You get them doing some fluff report. We get the lady who's being interviewed saying, "We're seeing tourism here," making it sound all nice. "We want people who come here to say that was," then all of a sudden the gunshots go off. That scripted as heck scene. Right when she says, "We want people who come here to say." So now they're not going to want to come here now that they see people getting shot on camera. They did that on purpose, and that was his reminder on when he should start shooting. Now, what's the point of the actual live footage? What supposed live footage that they showed you? You would think, oh no, if it was fake, they wouldn't show you that. Oh, yes, they would. For one, for shock. So you get the most attention. For two, to make it feel like you really saw something. So then when I come out and say, "Hey, that's fake," you say, "Nah, I saw it." Yeah, but you also saw Walking Dead. This right here is just faking dead. This is TV, you gotta remember that. The girl got shot and just started running. Bionic girl. Mind you, these jokers are looking at each other, just locked eyes. Like this is the most important story in the world. The man got a gun right at her, pointing the gun at her. She don't even turn away. He's right next to her. This gun looking like the worst first person shooter ever. Phalo 3. Look at this. The man got a GoPro. Oh no. Look at her faking. So this is a so-called shooter victim. Jokers be like, "Oh no, it ain't fake because there's an injured shooter victim." Man, you must don't know about the Elliot Rodger fake shooting. There was a shooting victim got shot 5 times. They put a band-aid on it and call it a day. She was on TV and everything. See, y'all don't be knowing nothing. That's just one random detail in the story to make you think it's, oh, this was a random shooting. That might be real right there. Ain't none of these people dead. This girl wasn't even shot. She lying. And if you still got a problem with that, I advise you to go to Sandy Hook Hoax Ultimate Case Closed, which has 100% proof that actors were using the Sandy Hook hoax. There were supposed injured people in that, but the whole thing was fake. Go watch the video, come back, because you got to catch up with everybody else. Look at her with the fake face. "I think I just saw a real shooting on TV." Lying self. I mean, you really can't make this stuff up. Well, somebody making this stuff up. A dang gay male escort shooting reporters on TV. What the heck? Look what they're saying. "Revenge race murder. Bitter black reporter who gunned down white ex-colleagues live on air and posted a video online blames the Charleston shootings." See, man, don't even make me go back to that Charleston shooting. Look what he's saying. "Why did I do it? I put down a deposit for a gun on 6/19/15. the church shooting in Charleston happened on 6/17, 2 days after this man, Flanagan wrote, explaining that as a gay black man, he suffered discrimination. Look at that, demonizing. See that? They gave you gay marriage, but look, they's trying to take your rights anyways. Their new world order is more important than your rights. Do you understand that? So they just frame you as well. What sent me over the top was the church shooting, and my hollow point bullets had the victim's initials on it. So this man right here is mad over a dang fake shooting. A whole lot of y'all got mad. So you're going to kind of understand, you're going to kind of justify this without justifying. You're going to say, well, I see why he was mad, but I don't think he should do that. And just understand, when they say gay black man, they're just trying to make it seem like anybody can just go up shooting people nowadays. Let's keep it going. But see, I already knew this was coming. Way back when, about a month ago, finished a mission, killed the slave masters. Who said this? COINTELPRO, New Black Panther Party. Y'all need to understand this type of stuff. These people are government agents. Right after the fake shooting, they go, Vesey had a plan to kill all the slave masters in the state. All of their deleted families. Wait a minute. Yep, that's a bad word. We need some Denmark Vesey's today. We got to complete what Denmark didn't finish. So he talking about we need to kill white people because of the Charleston shooting hoax. What do we see happening here? As for Dylan Roof, you deleted. You deleted. Said the same thing over here. Where is that? Deleted. You want a race war? Deleted. Bring it on then, you white deleted. They say Flanagan wrote. So here you have the government controlling both sides of the dang race war. So first they had a white guy shoot up black people in the Charleston shooting hoax. And now you got a black guy shooting up white people in the Virginia shooting hoax. This stuff goes deep. And a lot of y'all getting caught up. Remember you was fighting each other over the dang Confederate flag? They got all these dang fluff stories about, oh, how the victims were all in relationships and they were just about to start a new life every single time. Let's just look at the timeline. The man worked with them February 2013. This when he was fired. So he gonna wait all this time to then just walk up to him and say, oh yeah, I'm finna shoot them now with a GoPro. From February to, you that mad over a job you couldn't find another job? Gay male escort man? Dang, so now we gotta watch out for the news reporters saying lies and then participating in hoaxes. So then we look at the timeline, he supposedly did this around 6:30, 6:45, right? And then all of a sudden, he getting chased by the cops, that's what they say. But then the man recorded everything, so why you gonna run away? And then he putting stuff on Twitter talking about, I filmed a shooting, see it on Facebook. What kind of stuff going on here? But then here's the thing. They say the man killed himself. Well, why you gonna run from the cops and then kill yourself? You could have killed yourself at the scene. It doesn't even make sense. That's because it's fake. But I want you to see the very telling thing. At 11:34, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton writes on Twitter that she is just heartbroken and angry. And we need to just stop gun violence and we can't wait any longer. Praying for the victims' families in Virginia, but you know, we just gotta do gun control. By noontime, the White House spokesman talking about, oh, we need Congress to pass gun control. Immediately, jokers didn't even wait a day. You get the family members, the victims, so-called family members coming out within 24 hours. Not even then, they came out at night talking about, oh yeah, well, we need to go after the guns. We can't have crazy people having guns. What are you doing on camera? Why are you not? What the heck? You're supposed to be devastated. You lost your daughter? And then the dude talking about he lost his girlfriend. But he all up on camera talking about with a dang book in his hand with pictures in it. Talking about we got to do gun control. When we know Virginia, well, we should know Virginia. Let's see here. This incident has brought attention to Virginia's gun control laws, which are more relaxed than most other states. Uh-oh. In Virginia, displaying a gun in a public area, as Flanagan did before shooting the live news team, is legal. Uh-oh. It's an open carry state. Uh-oh. Which means residents can legally carry guns without a permit. Residents can also purchase firearms at gun shows without having to go through a background check. So, you know, the people trying to do this New World agenda don't like that. But here's where you really got to understand. See, they just can't say, oh, you know what, we're going to just pass these gun control laws and that's just going to be a done deal. Oh, no. People don't like that. And even if they do like that, there's so many people with different ideologies that there's only one way to bring them together. And that's through a tragedy. We saw it with Sandy Hook. They did the tragedy, and then they passed the strictest gun control laws in the country. We saw with Elliot Rodger, they did the tragedy, brought everybody together, and then they passed the Elliot Rodger bill, where it's no different here. You do the tragedy, and then they go for the guns.
Red, silver, J, all I gotta say.